With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Police deployed two new fully electric all-terrain vehicles to the fleet, making it easier for officers to patrol along the beach and off-road areas. Radio K-Man's April Cummings has more.
Royal Cayman Islands Police Commissioner Derek Byrne says the ATVs will help officers access previously inaccessible areas around the island, not to mention making beach patrolling more efficient. He says the fact that they are fully electric is an extra bonus, making them quiet and ecologically sound. And that's a plus because they won't disrupt the serenity or beauty of the beaches, while still lending a sense of security to visitors and residents by providing greater police visibility. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other news, students of Spark Senior Vocal Performance Troupe are hoping to hit the right notes with judges at this week's elimination rounds of the 2019 National Children's Festival of the Arts. They are just one of several government and private schools across the islands taking center stage to compete for gold, silver, and bronze awards in various categories, including music, speech, drama, and dance. Final shows will be taking place in April. And the Youth Services Unit is once again putting out the call for young people who are interested in becoming Cayman Islands Youth Ambassadors.
Friday, the 15th of February, at midnight is the deadline. We're looking for any young Caymanians aged 18 to 27 to apply. Once they email james.miles@gov.ky, we would email the application form to them, which has a lot of what is expected of them. They have to write an essay of 600 to 800 words on why they would be good ambassadors for the Cayman Islands.
YSU coordinator James Miles says the ambassador corps will include 3 males and 3 females. The program is intended to prepare them for present and future leader roles in the Cayman Islands. You can check out the YouthFlex Facebook page for more information. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, who will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The European Union has drafted new rules on using copyright material on the internet, despite intense lobbying by Google and others. If the rules are approved, websites would have to buy licenses to use the work of musicians, performers, publishers and journalists. The US Vice President Mike Pence has strongly criticised European countries for what he called attempts to break American sanctions on Iran. He said the mechanisms introduced by the EU to protect trade with Iran were ill-advised and created distance between the US and its EU partners. The European aircraft manufacturer Airbus says it will stop making the world's biggest passenger plane, the A380. The Airbus chief executive told reporters the firm had been 10 years too late in bringing the long-haul double-decker plane to the market. Airlines have turned to smaller, more fuel-efficient aircraft. Sweden has recalled its ambassador in Beijing following apparently unofficial attempts to free a Swedish citizen being held in China. The Swedish government is investigating Anna Lindstedt's involvement in meetings to secure the release of Gui Minhai. A Philippine journalist and government critic accused of libel has told the BBC that the accusations against her are ludicrous and amount to political harassment. Maria Ressa, who's on bail after her arrest a day earlier, said democracy in the Philippines under President Duterte was suffering death by a thousand cuts. Britain's security minister says a teenage woman who hopes to return to London 4 years after she ran away to join Islamic State militants in Syria faces possible prosecution. Ben Wallace says Shamima Begum, who's 19, will face an investigation into whether she committed terrorist offences. And police in Zimbabwe fear up to 38 miners have died after heavy rainfall flooded 2 gold mines. BBC News.